The three men on trial in Point Hope for wasting caribou meat were found guilty today. Aquilic Hank, Chester Koenig, and Roy Miller Jr. were tried in a makeshift courtroom this week in Point Hope's community center. The case dates back to 2008, when state troopers said numerous caribou were left to rot on the tundra when they should have been salvaged. The eight hunters originally charged with waste maintained the animals had prior shot wounds that were infected, or they had suspicious spots on their organs that led the men to fear the meat may have been contaminated with brucellosis or other diseases. Five of the men took plea deals and were sentenced to fines and community service. Alaska Dispatch reporter Jill Burke has been in Point Hope covering the trial and joins me now. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Lori.
Jill, what did the judge say to explain the guilty verdicts?
I'll get to that in just a moment. I just want to correct one quick thing. There's been a lot of defendants to keep track of, but we actually have only four who took plea deals. The case against a fifth from that first group of hunters was actually dismissed due to lack of evidence. So we have four guilty from plea deals and three guilty today from the judge's verdict.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for that correction.
Sure thing. So basically, the judge said that, first of all, he thanked the defendants and said that he held them in the highest esteem, that he held in regard that they didn't have to take a deal. They spent a lot of time and money fighting these charges for what is a nominal charge, a civil violation that's basically likened to a traffic ticket. And it affects more than their future, he acknowledged. It affects their honor, and he had great respect for them for standing up for that and bringing it to trial. He ultimately found them guilty of failing to salvage two caribou, one that was shot up and they had claimed could not be salvaged because there was too much damage. He said there was no mention made about the backstrap, so he took that to mean that that probably would have been salvageable, so he denied their arguments on that front. And then on the other one, the defendants mounted a necessity defense saying they feared it had disease. They had no other choice by following their own traditional customs and practices to then leave it out in the tundra and not bring it back to the village, to their homes and their community, where it might potentially affect not only their families, but more people as well. He rejected that and said that the evidence from the state's experts was credible, that the illness they feared was so severe was in fact not severe in the Alaska caribou herd, a bacteria called brucellosis, that it's not fatal here, there are no documented cases, and that even if there is an infected caribou, that if you were to eat the meat would be okay because the disease doesn't reside in the meat. So he rejected all of their defenses and found them guilty on both of those charges, failure to salvage meat.
And when elders testified, what points were they trying to make? What were they trying to get across?
The elders came in the steady stream and said, basically, we have these practices. We have been taught by our fathers and their fathers before them to not bring disease or sick meat into the community, to leave it behind. Now, they also had practices of taking suspect meat and feeding it to the dogs. The prosecutors pointed out, hey, don't you guys know that feeding caribou to dogs is illegal? Many of them said no, they had been unaware of that. So there's some definite customs and practices here in place regionally that are in conflict with the state's hunting laws, laws that were in place predominantly for trophy hunters, the community would argue. But the state said, look, that doesn't absolve you from being aware of these laws and following them. And obviously the judge agreed.
Jill, do you think this has the potential to change minds on either side, either how animals are hunted in the region or how the state views subsistence hunting?
Boy, you know, that's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. The remedy that we've heard spoken to prior to this trial and during the trial itself is to go to the Board of Game and change the state's hunting regulations. There had been proposals last fall and considered at this January statewide meeting to change the definition of edible meat, but that ended up not going anywhere. So it's a little bit unclear if the will of the people will be able to move the large system of government to actually make some I don't know, finesse changes to the regulations that everybody is required to live under. The testimony that we heard from locals up here was that they would very much like to see the laws change so that customary and traditional practices of subsistence hunting aren't required to, say, for example, have a license to hunt and not required to follow to some of the existing laws that they feel may be in conflict with the way they have always done things. That having been said, the very same people that testified to that said it's not that they want to live in conflict with the state's laws, but they would like to see things be married in a way that are more harmonious and not grinding up against the old ways and the new so much.
And Jill, thank you so much for being with us. Quickly, when will the men be sentenced and what type of sentences can we expect?
Well, that's interesting. They were sentenced expediently today. Immediately after the judge rendered the verdicts, he sentenced them. And his sentence for them was no sentence. He refused to impose any fine, any community service. And that was to underscore the great distinction between the case of these three men and the case of the other hunters, where there were clear animals wasted, bodies that were able to be connected back to that group. And in this case, there was no physical evidence. The troopers didn't have any carcasses that they could connect to this group. All they had were the admission and the honesty of the hunters that ultimately ended up landing them in court. And the judge underscored that, and he wanted it made very, very clear that this group of hunters was not connected to that large-scale massacre and slaughter that hit the headlines back in July of 2008 and then again in March in 2009 when these eight men all stood accused. So he thanked them for their honesty and for sitting through the trial, encouraged them to continue to be leaders in their community. And in fact, state troopers and the prosecutor drifted over to them and they all shook hands. And troopers asked these men if they would help with the community service of the other defendants and help ensure that they're learning proper hunting techniques. So it was a, you know, an awkward trial for both sides, I think, but it appears like this is a resolution people are okay moving forward with at this point.
All right. Thank you so much, Jill, for being with us. Jill Burke is a reporter for Alaska Dispatch. You can find her stories online at alaskadispatch.com.